T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
If you found $135,000 in a clear plastic bag, would you keep it?
Absolutely.
So there's this guy who's in New Mexico that this happened to. He was over by an ATM, saw the bag of $135,000, turned it into police. People are like regaling him as a hero.
Right.
And I don't know. That's the thing, is it puts me in questionable morals, because like part of me wants to be like, heck yeah, I'd keep some. But I think I'd be too scared. Well, I'd be too scared of a drug lord finding me, and that's what it was. I'd be too scared of like Uncle Sam finding me, because somehow that belonged to the government.
Well, you can easily avoid Uncle Sam as long as you don't spend big money denominations. Like,
yeah.
Don't go buy a car, a house, you know, don't do anything where you're dropping thousands of dollars.
I just feel like I would get busted. So my husband, Boo Bear, he's a police officer. He's been one for like 13 years. And so I was talking to him because he's usually the good karma of the two of us.
Yeah.
He like always does the right thing.
Which I would hope so.
I know. It's a great quality, except it can be a little annoying sometimes. But I was like, if you were in that situation, what would you do? And he's like, baby, I'd return it. And I was like, yeah, but like... like, what if no one saw you? Like, you could guarantee there were no cameras, no nothing. What would you do? And he's like, baby, have you ever heard of a serial number?
Mm-hmm.
There's serial numbers on the side of those bills. They're going to track them. And I was like, okay, thank you for coming at me with your logic. So now I know that they're going to be looking for those serial numbers. So, like, I would get caught.
If it's drug money, I don't think they track the serial numbers. But the bank definitely does. And especially since it was right next to an ATM, that does raise a couple red flags. That's why I would just casually throw that bag in my car, drive it over to my local police station. But while it was in my car with no cameras on it, I would shovel a few of those stacks in my pocket.
You know what, though? If it was bank money, they'd know exactly how much started off in that bag, though.
Yeah, but they wouldn't know that I was the one that took it. I just transported it from location A to B.
With the serial number, and then the next thing we know, Mike, you're locked up for life, and I'm having to get my own coffee in the morning. Like, I don't think I can handle this. We need to get your morals on track.
Listen, I'd be all right. You know, and make other people spend it.
So apparently this is like a scenario a lot of people play out in their heads. Like, I didn't realize that because I posted it to social media and everybody already has a plan.
Yeah, it's called an insurance plan. It's like one of those
things.
That's
not an insurance plan.
You plan for just in case somebody breaks into your house while you're home, just in case there's a fire in your house, what's the greatest escape route, and just in case you find a big bag of money on the ground, what you're going to do with it.
See, I want to call you like the weird one here, but I don't think you are. So we posted it on social media. If you found the $135,000, would you turn it in? And Jason said he'd absolutely turn that $10,000 in.
Yes,
that's
Jason.
All more than skimming.
There's $125,000 missing, but that's okay.
Dawn said she'd turn it in and hope that the owner would reward her.
Yeah.
Which I don't think the owner would. They never do.
No, especially if it's a bank, too. They're stingy. You'd think they'd want that good publicity at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah. Well, this dude here, the one that ended up finding this in real life and turning it in, he got like a $500 gift card to a local business, which is great.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Under normal circumstances, but as you're handing $135,000 over,
right?
I feel like that has to hurt. Like, that's a house. Well, that's almost a house.
Yeah,
here.
In some places it is.
And then Anna said she would wait to see if anything was announced, like on the news or on the radio. And if not, she'd assume it was drug money and just keep it. But she would definitely give some to charity.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's
you get that good karma back.
Yeah. So if you found a bag of $135,000, would you keep it? 503-733-5105. It's Liz and Mike in the Morning. Today's Best Mix, 105.1 The Buzz. If you found a bag of cash, would you keep it? Or would you turn it in?
I'd probably keep it.
All
now,
of it?
How much? So if you found a bag of like $135,000 in a clear plastic bag, but no one was there to see it, would you keep all of it or just a little bit?
So I'd probably have to just keep all of it.
I feel that in my soul. You're like, I don't care if it's drug money.
Yeah, I'd look around and make sure nobody's watching me and just, you know, slip it in my pocket and walk away like nothing happened.
I like that. I like that confidence.
Groceries and gas for the rest of your life. That's
hey,
it.
I don't own a house. I'd like to put a down payment, so I'm starting to really come around.
You can't spend big money.
Right?
IRS will come find you.
Oh.
That's right. You got to spend it in small denominations.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, exactly. See, you know. Mm-hmm.
Why do you know this?
What? I drink and I know things.
I don't need to socialize with you anymore. Work is enough.
Listen, there's some things I could teach you.
I don't think I want to be taught the things that you know, though. There's the difference. If you found a bag of money, would you keep it?
I mean, it depends on how much. Like, there's got to be some sort of limit to where they're going to notice. Like, I don't know if that's, like, a few $1,000s. I don't know. I'm like a security cat. I don't want to, like, have marked bills or something. And
well, I'll tell you what.
How much Netflix are you guys watching and you're talking marked
but
bills?
If either one of you guys finds that bag of money and you need a little help taking a little something off the top, just bring it over here. I'll take it.
I'm not calling you. I'm not having that. No, because then people will know something is up. No, we're talking like if you found a bag, a clear plastic bag filled with 50s and 20s, $135,000, would you skim a little off the top or just hand it to authorities?
I think I would just hand it in.
Oh,
you're like a really good person.
Yeah, seriously.
I'm not a good person. I'm just a scared person.
It's not the marked bills you got to worry about.
It's the drug dealer coming to find you and break your kneecaps because it's their money.
It's the ink bombs from the banks. You can always avoid drug dealers.
What? What?
What
life are you living when we leave here?
They will trace that money.
Like, what is this? Are you just watching a lot of TV? Or do you have, like, a whole lifestyle I don't know about? Because if it is a whole lifestyle, please never tell me. Never.
You brought this subject up, not me.
The Buzz, if you found a bag of $135,000 in cash, would you keep it?
No.
Really?
You'd return it?
I would really think that, okay, first of all, I think it's dirty money. It's got to come from, I wouldn't think it would be honest money. And second, the karma that would go with that would be incredible. And I don't know, I would just feel guilty with every penny that I spent out of it.
See, I would feel bad if I knew I was like taking it from like another individual. But when it's like a bank error, I'm like, I think that one's more questionable.
I like to think it's some, you know, really rich person that just happened to drop it and forgot about it, and they don't really need that $135,000.
It's like an Easter
egg
hunt.
Yeah,
I would love to think that. And then if you find the owner, you'd think that if they're really rich, they're going to reward you with a big reward.
You know, the thing I found out about really rich people is they don't like to give anyone their money.
Yeah. unless it makes them look better.
Yeah, unless there's a camera involved.
Exactly. Unless they're rich. I mean, that's why they're rich. They don't give away their money.
Yeah. What's your name?
It's Lisa.
Lisa, oh, you're the best. Well, thank you so much for calling, listening, and have a beautiful, fabulous day.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You know, it's better to find it on the ground than have a bank error, because if it's a bank error, it's all electronic and it's tracked.
Why do you think about this so often? Why do you have everything planned out?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.